This is a Tom Corvin podcast. I'm Paul Storey. Today is Monday the 18th of April 2005. The next chapter of the novel Tom Corvin will be posted soon. Bear with me while I tell you a tale and get to the purpose of this podcast. In January this year I was in my tent in a forest beneath a Scottish mountain called Ben Lomond. At the time there was a storm blowing, 125 mile an hour winds. They whipped the trees and all I could think about was, oh my god, I hope the trees don't fall down. If you can imagine lying there, say, under an Infinite Express train, and you can't cover your ears, that'll give you an idea what the sound was like. Those are the conditions that I actually first came up with the Tom Corvin project. I knew I couldn't do it from the tent, so I just jumped on a cheap flight and made my way to Split in Croatia. And there I just rented a modest room and tried to figure out what an RSS feed was. I'm sure not surprise you that novelists normally work away in their own heads and, of course, enter their wee worlds day by day. And maybe after a year, they'll come out with a manuscript and try and tout it through the infamous slush pile. But now, 11 weeks after that storm, the book's well underway. And I've actually got a few hundred readers. It's absolutely amazing. And included in those listeners, I've even got a successful LA scriptwriter. That brings me to one of the points of this podcast. I want to thank you all for listening. I'm not a hermit and I only live as I do to be able to follow my passion for writing. To those who have emailed me, thank you so much for your support. Each one puts a spring in my step and really pushes me on to do the best I can. I want to thank the podcasting community. This is beginning to sound like an This is beginning to sound like an Oscar speech. okay. And I'd like to thank my mum. I'd like to thank the podcast community for creating the technology and the environment, allowing all of us to do this. It's an incredible world despite some of the many problems we've got. Anyway, my ultimate goal for Tom is to attract a traditional publisher just by demonstrating that people actually enjoy my work. Problem is, podcasting the way I do has got a big price. I'm so busy actually creating that I haven't put enough effort into publicising the thing. I found this out particularly a few weeks ago when I read that Scott Sigler was creating the world's first podcast-only novel. Scott and I have emailed each other back and forth, and I think it was a genuine mistake. He did a search, couldn't find anyone else doing it, and fired away with all publicity guns blazing. I can't say I blame him. It's what I would have done. So, bottom line is, I wish him all the success in the world. And just to show that I mean that, I'll even mention his novel, Earthcore. I hope we'll soon be joined by other artists doing the same. However, what I can do, though, is actually take the lesson. If he couldn't find me and he was looking, then, you know, it says a lot. I suppose I should be really quite grateful that I've got such a large audience considering the low exposure. Anyway, I need to tackle this and I hope you'll understand that I'm going to take 2 weeks between chapters 15 and 16 and actually use it to spread the word about Tom. I'd also like to ask for your help. If you enjoy listening to Tom Corvin, please, please vote for it. You can go to podcastalley.com. Your vote is not exclusively for Tom compared to any other podcast. It's just, hey, I like this. Click on the vote. If you're not registered with them, it's no big deal. You give them your email address. They don't use that email address for anything else except to make sure that someone's just not clicking the button all the time and ramping up the votes. Tell others that you like it. Burn a CD. Give it to your granny or your daughter or your son. When the story's complete in the summer, give it away to your library, the local school. If you've got a blog or know someone who does, please mention Tom. If you're a journalist and want to talk, then my email address is on the website, dreamwords.com. Now, I work from an internet cafe in Split, so computer time's really quite tight. So, if you've got any ideas on how I should be promoting Tom Corvin, I'm a good listener. If you do nothing else but vote at Podcast Alley, I will really be very grateful. And as always, I welcome all email. Okay, that's my shameless self-promotion over, and that's all for me. Thank you for listening, and please forgive me for intruding on Tom. DreamWorks.com.